Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Klein in for Chuck for a few days and joined right now by the man who is the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. He is Shane Beamer with us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. He's a man who yesterday got to go out and see a little history. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Heath, and hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing all right, but I was watching on TV. You, on the other hand, you had the good spot. Now, were you one of those people like kneecapping people to get right by the green there at 18 to watch Phil Mickelson yesterday?
No, I wish I could say I was. I took the easy way out. My wife and I, we woke up really, really early on Sunday morning, drove down there. I was on the course before 10 a.m. We spent about 6 hours, a little over 6 hours there on the course, walked around, saw every player, every one that we could see, and we actually snuck out of there probably about when Mickelson was on the, I don't know, fourth hole or so. We snuck out of there, raced back to Columbia, and got back to see the last three holes on television. So it would be a cool story to say that I was with him on 18 and I was part of that mob, but unfortunately I was sitting in front of the TV like a lot of us were watching the end of it. But it was great to be down there and say that I was able to be there on that Sunday in person for over 6 hours.
Yeah, it certainly is a cool thing to be able to say you were there because it was a limited crowd. It's also one of the perks that comes with being a coach at South Carolina. And that's one of the things I want to get into with you. You haven't had a chance to show yourself in front of kids yet at all. That's coming up. You haven't had a lot of opportunities yet to really be the public face of the program the way that maybe you would have had it been a normal time when you came in December. You're going out, you're doing the Booster Club tours now. What's it feel like to kind of get to do that public part of the role a little bit more?
Yeah, it's exciting, and you're right. Everything's been, social media, trying to be visible and active on that, talking about South Carolina football. I've done a handful of Zoom calls with donors and different groups around Columbia and the state of South Carolina and around the Southeast, and that's been fun. But to be able to get out and actually get around our fans and represent South Carolina football, I'm fired up to do and excited to get it started tomorrow. I'll be in Florence, South Carolina tomorrow at lunch. I'll be in Myrtle Beach tomorrow night for dinner. I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina on Wednesday, and then we've got a bunch more planned in July as well to continue to get out. But you know as well as anyone how passionate and loyal and awesome the fan base here is at South Carolina, and to be able to get out and share with them and spend time with them, I'm excited to do, and hopefully the start of many, many more as we go forward.
And next week, of course, the dead period ends. So how big a relief is it for you to finally just be able to get out and do things, recruiting face-to-face, and where do you even start when you have this unusual set of circumstances you've been working with for half a year?
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I was coaching at the University of Oklahoma in January of 2020, and that was the last time that anyone, any school, had prospects on campus or we as coaches were out visiting with prospects in person. And that was seems like so long ago before we even knew what COVID was. So I'm so fired up to be able to get back to normal. June 1st is when things open up. We've got a young man, a top prospect here in South Carolina that's an underclassman that has already reached out to us to say that early in the morning on June 1st around 7 a.m., he's planning on being here. And as soon as I get off the phone with you, I've got a staff meeting at the top of the hour where we're going to discuss, you know, what next week looks like and who's coming. And our plan right now is from June 1st until June, I think it's June 27th, whatever that Sunday is, when things go dead again for July, you know, we expect and want to have prospects on our campus every single day, and that'll be fantastic to be able to get to know people in person, spend time with them, but then for them to be able to see all the amazing things here at the University of South Carolina from an academic standpoint, from a facility standpoint, and more importantly, from a people standpoint.
South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer with us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. Heath Klein in for Chuck. You mentioned meetings after spring football. You said you're going to have a bunch of meetings with your players. What were your takeaways from how that all went?
was awesome. Met with all of our guys as players, all of our individual players when I got hired back in December. So I took 2 days in December, 3 days in January, and met with every single player on the team and then did it again at the end of spring practice. Our spring game was on that Sunday, and Monday morning at 7 a.m., Luke Doty, our quarterback, was in my office and started those meetings and knocked them out all that week. And just the listening to those guys talk, how they felt like things were different. No disrespect to anyone that was here before, but to hear the players say that this was the closest, most connected team they had ever been on was awesome. To have guys sit in my office and tell me that they were going to go home for 2 or 3 days, but then they were coming right back to Columbia because they were having so much fun and just loved being in this building and being around the players on this team and the coaching staff and the rest of the people in the building. That was awesome to hear. Now, I'm not naive. We haven't had any adversity. We haven't lost a game yet. Everything is good right now, but just to see the vibe and the see and feel the vibe in the building, and then to hear our players convey that back to me was awesome. You know, you anticipated guys maybe coming in here and thinking that maybe this isn't the right fit for them, and this new staff isn't the right fit, and they wanted to look around, and had over 100 guys in my office, and not one person expressed any desire to look elsewhere for any other opportunity, and that's awesome. And again, I know there is adversity coming, but I don't think we could be in a better position right now as a just from a team standpoint than what we are, and it's something that we're continuing to work on each and every day.
That's interesting, because that's where I was going to actually go next, is that typically, no matter what program we're talking about, you see, you know, a couple of kids shake loose at the end of spring just looking for more playing time or whatever, but from what you're saying, at least right now, you don't anticipate any movement?
No, I don't. You know, I could hang up the phone with you right now and somebody could call me 30 seconds later, but no, I do not. It's been awesome. We've had a great group. We've got a great group of guys here on this team. I absolutely am amazed by the way they work and how the desire they have to be successful and how hard they're working to be successful. Now we got to continue to push and continue to move this program forward. But no, I don't anticipate anyone leaving between now and the near future.
You mentioned Doty. What can Luke Doty do to build off of his spring?
I think just continuing to, one, footwork is big with him. That's been a point of emphasis with us that we're trying to work with him on, is just, you know, footwork in the pocket, all the fundamental things, continuing to just work from the ground up with that, his knowledge of the offense. I mean, me and along with a lot of people see him as this old guy that's been around, and he's been here for a year. He's had one football season. He just went through his very first spring practice because he didn't really get that last year. So he is still so young and has so much potential, but no one's going to work harder. No one has a better attitude and mentality to get better and learn, and it's important to him. So that's the biggest things that we're talking to him about, is just, one, knowledge of the offense, and then just continuing to just clean up everything from a fundamental standpoint.
Obviously, in your spring game, Jason Brown did some nice things and really seems to be embracing the challenge and the role of being a South Carolina quarterback. You made pretty clear in your mind right now Doty's ahead. What about a kid like Brown? What kind of things can he do with more time on campus to try and make that more of a competition?
Yeah, I'd say with all those quarterbacks, we only have four in the program, and there's Luke, there's Jason, there's Connor Jordan, and Colt Gauthier from over in Georgia, and we're excited about all four of those guys. But Jason's a guy that is a little bit older, transfer, as you know, and came in a little, he would be the first to tell you, a little overweight and out of shape, and he's been working really, really hard to lose some weight and get in shape so we can utilize his athleticism. But I told all those quarterbacks, all four of them, that, yeah, we named Luke the starter after spring practice, but we're big on competition in this program. We talk about it every single day, and that competition will continue to go forward. I thought it was a good thing to name Luke as the starter because he clearly was the most consistent and the best guy during our 15 spring practices, but he needs to have that mentality going into the summer. But we want all those guys to continue to work and continue to push him and put themselves in position. And Jason's a guy that he got better each and every spring, or each and every spring practice, and capped it off with a great day in our spring game where he got in there in a live setting in front of probably more fans than he's ever played in front of, and made a lot of plays, and that was exciting to see, and we're excited about Colton and Connor and how they continue to progress as well, and their futures also.
Last couple minutes with South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer here on the Chuck Oliver Show. Coach, you had some kids that made it in, like Brown, that were transfers. You've got more that are coming in for the fall. With freshmen coming in, but especially the transfers, how realistic is it for them to get up to speed quick enough to possibly contribute and help you here right away?
I think it's realistic. I think the rules are better and for us from that standpoint in regards to our access with the players during the summer. I mean, I can remember times in coaching where you had literally no contact with the players at all in the summertime, and then now we're allowed to do a little bit more with them during the summertime, whether it be meetings, walkthroughs, being able to watch them work out, things like that as well. So we'll have opportunities. Obviously, there's no substitute for practice and things like that, but we'll have some opportunities. They are arriving here this week and next week. Our players returning, and then our new guys that will be arriving. So it'll be great to get those guys here in Columbia some for the first time. And we've got guys that we signed back in December and January that I've never met before that I'm going to meet for the first time here this week, which is crazy to say. But fired up to get them here, and then we'll jump right in and capitalize on everything that we're allowed to do and maximize everything that we're allowed to do legally from a rule standpoint over the summer. And then when we get into August, we've got, you know, a month before the first game, and we'll have lots of opportunities to get those guys ready. And pretty much with where we are from a depth standpoint, we're under the 85 allowed scholarships. So, you know, any single person that's in our program right now, we're anticipating them being able to help us this fall, and we're doing everything in our power to get them ready to help us this fall as well, because we're going to need them all.
Last thing I want to ask you, you know, obviously some of what you just talked about, like not having met somebody that you've already signed, that's weird enough, but you kind of knew you were dealing with that when you took over, even though it wouldn't have been how you would have normally thought it would be. What's been the biggest surprise of the job? Could be positive, could be negative, just the biggest surprise a half year in for you, given what you did know about things when you took over?
Good question. You know, I don't know, it's probably a good surprise, and you know, you hear about coaches taking over programs and guys that are problems on the team and things like that. And knock on wood, I mean, our guys have been fantastic. I mean, they've done nothing but work, and they've done every single thing that we've asked them to do, and that's been awesome. And you know, credit Coach Muschamp and the staff before us that brought those guys in. But we got a great group of young men here in this program, and then probably the biggest, I don't know if it's a surprise, but challenge for me in this chair is just the time management part of it, because there's so many things outside of actual X's and O's football that this chair entails, and I've, you know, saw my dad do it all those years. I worked for two first-time head coaches in Kirby Smart and Lincoln Riley, my last two jobs, and I saw them do it, but so I had a general idea, so it's not really a surprise, but it is, you know, there's just so much that comes across your desk each and every day that you don't plan on or that you do plan on that it's not necessarily football-related, but having a blast and got a great group of people around me here in this building, staff-wise, and a great group of young men on this team, and eager each and every day when I wake up to get over here and get to work every morning when the day starts.
Well, we appreciate it. I know you got a meeting to get to, but thanks for giving us some time here on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great week.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.